Mystery. Adventure thriller, The Killer of the Circle M. But first, this message. We take you now to familiar words again, very familiar words. Words that transplant radio listeners from their homes to strange faraway places and the stranger affairs of world import. And for news reports from home as well as abroad by veteran correspondents, Mutual brings you Gabriel Heaton, Bill Henry, and Frank Edwards every night, Monday through Friday. Whether you like your news in a full 15-minute commentary with thought-provoking accounts by Gabriel Heaton or Frank Edwards, or in a brief 5-minute capsule review by Bill Henry, there is news to suit all tastes on Mutual. So, for vivid examples of radio's ability to report directly from the scene where news is happening, stay on the Mutual line daytime and evening. And for comprehensive, authoritative reviews of breathtaking events at home and overseas, hear Gabriel Heater, Bill Henry, and Frank Edwards every weeknight over most of these stations. And now, I Love a Mystery. 1 o'clock in the still dry midday heat of the desert on the front steps of Cabin 7 at the Circle M Dude Ranch, near the settlement of Babylon, which is somewhere in Arizona. Jack says there's a murder lust loose on the Circle M, and he named over on his fingers the persons he believed involved in it one way or another. First, Joe Simpson Sims. Second, Bella. Third, Spider. Fourth, the giant gorilla of a man who's been seen only from afar. Jack counted them off on his fingers as he and Doc sat with Sims and Bella on the steps of Cabin 7. Sims, Bella, Spider, the Wild Man, and maybe one other.
And I still demand to know what you mean by one other.
Maybe I don't know myself.
Maybe you don't. Maybe you're just trying to pull some of your slick, silly hocus pocus on us.
Now, Bella.
Oh, shut up, Finn.
Please.
Look at that. Hey, stop whining at me. Now, Bella. Please, Bella. You sound like a half-baked schoolgirl with an inferiority complex.
Mr. Packard, Mr. Long, please accept my apology. Bella is too upset to realize how distressingly she is acting.
Oh, of course.
Husband and wife just simply don't quarrel before other people.
Husband and wife, my eye.
You're denying now that you and Sims are husband and wife?
It takes more than a marriage license and justice of the peace to make two people man and wife.
Not in the eyes of the law, doesn't it?
Well, it does in my eyes.
Here, your glass is getting empty, Bella.
I don't want any more.
Now, this large, these here crocodiles here, Mr. Sims?
Thank you.
There you are. Bella, I want you to tell me the story of your first husband's death.
Buster McCurdy?
Well, he was your first husband, wasn't he?
What kind of a woman do you think I am? Of course he was my husband.
Well, tell us about his death.
Why?
Because I want you to. I want to solve these murders for you. I've got to know everything I can find out about the background against which these killings are being done.
Where'd that Hollywood cutie go?
Hey, Jerry Booker ain't no Hollywood cutie.
Where is she?
She's inside, changing her clothes.
Well, keep her in there if you want me to talk.
Oh, she won't be out for hours the time it takes her to dress.
No, she'll stay inside. Now, what about Buster McCurdy, Bella?
He was killed under a landslide up in the Sawtooth Mountains behind Pine Canyon.
Yes, I know that already.
Well, not now either.
Plenty more. He was a Spider Weaver at the time, wasn't he?
Yes.
Well, tell us about it. Look, don't make me have to keep priming you.
Can't you get it through your head? I don't know what you want to know. What are you getting at? All I know is that Buster and Spider went deer hunting, like they always done, for years. According to Spider, he was going up one side of a canyon with overhanging cliffs, and Buster was going up the other side. Buster got his sights on a target and let go with his rifle. Next thing Spider knew, he was buried under a whole mountainside of granite and muck.
Mm-hmm. The explosion of the rifle brought down the overhanging cliff.
Yes.
You went up there and saw the place?
Yes.
The sheriff went up?
Yes.
And everybody decided it was useless to try to recover his body?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Tell me something about the morning he and Spider started out on this hunting trip.
What the blazes would I know about that? They got up in the middle of the night.
Why?
To get to the hunting ground by daylight. What do you suppose?
Early morning hunting.
What other time of day would they be hunting deer?
Oh, around dusk in the evening.
Buster and Spider always went in the morning.
Were Spider and Buster as good friends as ever? I mean, during the last couple of weeks or months, maybe?
What kind of a question is that?
I just asked if they were...
Certainly. They were good friends. They've always been good friends, ever since they were kids.
You never noticed any change?
Look, if you're trying to get at the idea that Spider was responsible for Buster's death, you're crazy. And you could get at the idea of ever catching the killer.
I'm just trying to find out things.
Spider and Buster never quarreled. As a matter of fact, Buster was Spider's hero. They weren't just friends. Buster was top man. Spider was at his heels all the time.
Hero worship, huh?
If you want it that way, yes.
Spider was pretty crazy about you, too, wasn't he?
You mean anything by that?
That's what I said.
Spider was loyal to Buster, so naturally he was loyal to me, too. And if you've got any other ideas in your head...
Spider doesn't look like the kind of a man would be that sort of an idealist to me.
Spider looks like he is. An A1 horse wrangler and a top hand on a cow ranch.
How did he feel about you marrying Sim?
How would he feel about something that was none of his business?
Well, as a great and loyal friend of Buster McCurdy, I imagine he might resent you marrying again. Especially so soon after Buster's death.
On the other hand, he was the one who suggested it.
What? Spider Weaver suggested that you marry J. Simpson Sims?
Bella, I never knew that.
There's a lot of things you don't know.
If you and Spider plotted together to... get me to marry you so that you could get my money to save the Circle M.
Well, don't cry about it. I told you at the time I married I'd only do it on the condition that you'd pay off the mortgage.
Yes, but I thought it was your idea. If I'd known you and Spider Weaver were plotting this together...
If you'd known that, what would you have done?
I don't know. I don't know what I'd have done. Maybe I'd have married you anyway.
Hey, you wouldn't mean to.
I don't know, I tell you. I don't know what I'd have done.
You mean to say if you'd known Bella and Spider was just using you to save the Circle M, you'd have still married Bella?
Didn't you hear me say I didn't know?
You mean you was that crazy about Bella?
Bella's a good-looking woman.
Well, of course she is. It's off between Mae West and Sophie Tucker, but man, oh man, ain't any woman that could get me to stick my neck in this kind of a setup.
There's no setup.
How you mean there ain't no setup? It started out being you and Spider against Sims here. And I bet you my grandpa's upper plate that it's still you and Spider against Sims. There's just one place where Sims seems to have outsmarted you, Bella.
Yeah?
Well, he paid off the mortgage and saved the Circle M, all right. But he insisted on having the title transferred to his name.
Yeah, where does that leave you and Spider?
Legally, I'm his wife.
Oh, so now you're his wife.
As far as the law is concerned, I am.
In other words, if anything should happen to Sims as his widow, you would re-inherit the Circle M, huh?
Well, wouldn't I?
I imagine you will. That is, unless...
Unless what?
You mean to say you never even considered there might be a slipper?
Unless what? What kind of a slipper? What are you talking about?
You mean you and Spider didn't know that Sims could dispose of the ranch as he sees fit in his will?
Will?
Certainly. He can leave the ranch to whomever he sees fit.
He couldn't do that without my consent?
That's right. The wife still has very few rights in certain matters, especially property rights.
That's terrible.
Of course, I have no knowledge that he's any intention of giving the ranch to someone else.
But he wouldn't dare. The Circle M belongs to me.
It's in his name.
But there's such things as moral rights.
Oh, you mean legally the place belongs to Sims, but morally it belongs to you.
Yes.
I don't think he's going to get much support from the court, Bella.
Sims.
Yes, Bella, my dear.
Don't call me your dear.
Very well, my dear.
Sims, are you deliberately trying to cheat me out of the Circle M?
As my wife.
I don't want to hear anything about being your wife. I want to know what's in your will.
My will shouldn't be of any great interest to you, Bella. I feel in very good health. I should live a good 20 years longer. In fact, I'm finding this climate better for my health with every passing day.
I said I want to know what's in your will.
That is something I don't think you're ever going to know until I'm dead, Bella.
All right. This isn't getting somewhere. Sims, I want to go back to the first time you saw the wild man.
Well, about 5 months ago, early one morning, I came out of the bunkhouse to wash my face at the pump. I was sleeping there because Bella had locked me out of the main house.
That's a dirty lie.
Go on, Sims.
And there he was, up in front of the ranch house on his shaggy little pony. And dragging over the light snow and frozen ground behind him, at the end of his lariat, was the body of a man.
Incredible.
That was the day Luke, the number two cowhand, disappeared from the Circle M.
And then this whole thing was repeated again within the last week?
Yes.
He went babbling late, came home late to find the lights on in the top of the house?
Yes.
Tried to get in and ordered the bunkhouse by Bella?
Yes.
And in the morning, we saw the wild man riding away, dragging a second body behind his pony.
And that was the day that the Mexican boy, Manuel, disappeared from the Circle M.
Hey, Billy, you're white as a tablecloth. Here, you better have another snort of bug juice.
I don't want anything more. Let me alone.
Not all of that. Okay. Kind of looks like Tim here trying to let the cat out of the bag.
Done what?
Stole stuff out of school. Stuff it looks like Bella didn't even realize he knowed about the way she's acting. Look.
You mean to say you believe this fantastic story?
Well, that's a whole of a tale to be made up out of hot air, sister.
Well, it is made up out of hot air. All of it.
What reason does Sims have for telling us a crazy story like that?
I don't know what reason.
Well, neither do I.
Sims.
Yes.
You must have done a lot of thinking about these two incidents. I mean, a man isn't locked out of his own house and giving it a lot of going over in his own mind.
Yes, that's true.
Well, what do you make of it? What conclusion have you come to?
I... You mustn't ask me that.
Why?
You must never ask a husband a question like that.
Oh?
But you might ask Spider Reaver.
Spider?
Yes. Ask Spider. He should know.
Why? How would he know what went on up at the ranch house those two nights?
Well, he wasn't in his bed in the bunkhouse.
Not at all?
Not all night. Spider. The man with hair on his hands. Bella. That was rather a unique gathering, Mr. Packard.
Oh, I am.
And the object?
Object? Why, murder, wasn't it?
Of America will carry a series of special broadcasts to people outside the United States during the last week of this year. The program will include news roundups, music and dramatic shows, and Christmas messages by leading personalities. Write your friends, relatives, and business associates in countries outside the Iron Curtain to listen to these Voice of America broadcasts from December 24th through January 1st. Include a reminder on the outside of the envelope, a phrase like, "Listen to the special year-end Voice of America program. But remember, these messages should go to persons living in countries outside the Iron Curtain only." The Jack and Doc will come to you tomorrow at the same hour when you hear Doc say,
"Jack, you gotta do something. We got Jerry."
I know they've got Jerry. I told you they'd strike through Jerry or else if we get too close to solving these murders.
I Love a Mystery, written and produced by Carlton E. Morse, comes to you Monday through Friday, featuring Russell Thorson as Jack Packard and Jim Bowles as Doc Long. With Agnes Young as Bella, Robert Dryden as Sims, and directed by Mel Bailey. Frank McCarthy speaking. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.